My name is Diane Mills, and today I'm going to talk to you about advanced characterization for the pro rider. Rhythm, grace, and beauty describe a dance where two people move as one to music. They sway and whirl, bend and lift, and we are in awe of the performance, its perfection in fluid motion. We are entertained, inspired, and encouraged to be better people simply by watching the couple express the joy of their unique gift. Such is the art of writing a novel. Character and plot are a blend of unique steps that carry the reader away in an emotional experience. Novels are about strong characters who have a problem to solve. Showing character and story means the writer weaves every literary technique in novel writing to show the character's personality. Deep point of view keeps the reader grounded in language and the building of plot. A character reveals himself in how he reacts and responds to problems. If I ask, "What was your most memorable book?" what would you say? What made the book come alive and not let you go? Of course, it was the characters. You close the door on the outside world until your beloved character found happiness or accomplished a remarkable feat. The best way to write an unforgettable novel is by breathing life into your characters. In the book that you treasured, the writer showed you an irresistible character, one you loved or even hated at times, but a character who attached its endearing qualities to your heart. That's our job as a writer, to show readers a character who is real. I'd like to help you fill a reader with the same satisfaction. For the reader to experience every step of a story's journey through the eyes of a compelling character and to leave the reader craving more of your stories. Consider your best friend. How long have you known him or her? I'd venture to say the process has taken years. We writers don't have 20, 30, 40, or more years to detail our characters. So we need to form the right criteria to speed up the process. We need to establish interview questions because they are the most valuable tool in discovering character wants, needs, strengths, weaknesses, and motivation. Take a deep breath. Interview questions will lay the foundation for believable characters. Do you like the character? If your character is a villain, do you understand how and why he or she makes bad decisions and poor choices? Do you know how to show those traits? Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about in the way of asking your character questions. I'm just going to give you a few questions that you can ask your character. And understand, if you would like a copy of my advanced character sketch, all you need do is email me or leave your email address in the comments section, and I will make sure that I get you a copy. But my email address is Diane, D-I-A-N-N, at DianeMills, M-I-L-L-S, .com. Okay. One of the very first questions that I always ask a new writer about characterization is, why do you want to write this story? If we do not have passion for our story and our characters, our readers will never have that experience that we want them to happen. So why do you want to know the story? Why do you want to write the story? And what is your moral premise of the story? What do you want readers to walk away with? What is your story title? And you're thinking, what does this have to do with characterization? It has a lot to do with it, because your story title needs to reflect the genre, the time frame, and then you need to establish setting. Let me ask this. Do you want to jump out of bed in the morning and say, oh, I want to write on story XYZ? No, you want to know what that title is. That also helps you with passion and excitement for your story. You want to know your character's name, what it means, and the temperament type. And I'll give you a resource for that later on. Also, why this character? Why, of all the characters in the world, why do you need this particular character? What's the character's goal? How is that goal unique? And then we dive a little more into the outer landscape of your character. Their age, birth date, height, weight, those types of things that are distinguishing features about your character. One thing I want to say is, while you are developing what your character looks like, where they live, their education, occupation, interests, hobbies, pets, favorite meals, you may think, well, this is easy. But I want you to understand that everything that you attribute to your character will somehow work to motivate that character into action. And then we move on to family background, political views, religious views, the story problem, the psychological problem, what is the character's moral or spiritual turmoil, what kind of friends do they have, what do others say about them, what does your character like about life? What do they hate? Who does your character admire? What are some of the traumas or scars from the past? What makes them angry, and how do they handle anger? What is your character afraid of? What are your character's strengths, flaws, weaknesses? What is your character's love language? It could be words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch. Here's another question for you. What promises will the character make to the reader? With what you know about the character, what can go wrong? What makes the character feel safe? Have you considered how your character's mother comforted him or her as a child? How did the character's father comfort him or her as a child? How do you want the reader to feel or react to the character? How will the character change? According to James Scott Bell, every character faces a type of death, either physical, psychological, or professional. One is always prominent. What kind of death is your character facing? Oh, there are so many, many wonderful things that you can discover about that character. I like what David Corbett says. He says, the person your character wants to be, the life he hopes to live, both are shaped indelibly by the life he's known so far, and will be shaped further by the events that transpire in your story. I really, really like that statement. So let's continue on, and we want to probe a little deeper for some more answers about your character. One of the items that intrigued me is how your character approaches motivation. Understand that character motivation is always the match that lights the fire under any novel. It is accomplished in characterization, backstory, plot, setting, dialogue, emotion, symbolism, and body language. Each aspect shows who the character is. That is a part of the wonderful discovery of writing story. And understand that getting to know that character takes time and patience. Personality testing establishes whether a person is an introvert or an extrovert. Introverts tend to do a better job of reading others' emotions. Extroverts are easier to read. I recommend using a Myers-Briggs personality assessment to assist you in this process. I suggest www.humanmetrics.com. That's spelled HumanMetrics.com. It not only provides a distinct personality for your character through a list of yes and no questions, but it also gives you vital information regarding habits, careers, and other famous people with the same type of personality. Personality indicates behavior, and that's a guide for you to spin off from the ground zero to a compelling, credible character. I like what Michael Haig, the author of Story Master, says, and I quote, "One way of determining a character's arc is to ask this question. What does this person have the courage to do at the end of the story that he or she is too afraid to do at the beginning?" End of quote. So let's continue by discussing the flawed character. Man, as created by God, had and has certain characteristics. That is a need for relationships, significance, and security. Before the fall, God fulfilled those traits in sinless man. After the fall, man attempted and attempts to fill those needs in other ways. Those are your character's weaknesses. So how they reach out for relationships, significance, and security can be fulfilled through money, power, sex, material fulfillment, and work, relations, education, or appreciation of beauty and art. Every character in every book, whether non-Christian or Christian, is dealing with a change, a crisis, something out of his or her comfort zone, where they realize the life they were living before and the coping skills they have been using to survive don't work anymore. This creates a need to change. As Christians, this is where we emphasize that the best change comes when we surrender our wills and how we think we should live our life to God. It also helps a writer understand that as our best writing comes from pain, our character's deepest change and the opportunity to work in the spiritual element surface from their pain. I also like what Ros Morris says, and I quote, "If it matters to the character, then the character must earn it." End of quote. I really like that. That particular line has carried me through many tough scenes. A novelist, just like the dancer at the beginning of the podcast, as I told you there, writes to entertain, inspire, and encourage. Our goal is to show character change, which in turn inspires and encourages the reader to make changes in her life. Is that not amazing? As your novel progresses, your character changes. He may or may not know the crack in his character, but by the end of the book, he or she will not only realize the flaw, but will make major strides in patching the crack. You cannot overdevelop your characters. Know those critical people inside and out. It is your key to writing the best novel ever. I hope you leave comments, and I will be sure to get back to you. Thank you for your time today.